The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, Thinking Outside the Long Box fans, welcome to this interview with Paul Scanlon, the co-founder and CEO of Legion M. Legion M is basically a new way of crowdfunding and getting people excited for Hollywood projects, pop culture projects. You know, they have a comic coming out. They've done VR stuff. There's just a ton of different interesting things that they're trying to get off the ground with. Not just your help, but like everybody's help. Paul, welcome to the show, man. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm great, Gabe. Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Of course. So, you know, I kind of mostly understand the concept. You know, it is like, in a sense, crowdfunding, but there's another like aspect to it. Could you explain to us kind of the basics of Legion M?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, because calling it crowdfunding can have kind of like a double meaning. And in our case, you know, we are doing, it is crowdfunded, but there's a nuance to it. We're equity crowdfunded, which means that we are co-owned by our backers. So people aren't necessarily like donating or, you know, buying merch. They're actually investing in the company. And so our whole kind of movement, what we're about is allowing fans to own a piece of entertainment company that they can, you know, get involved in and be a part of as we go out and we create and produce and fund movies and TV shows. We want our community to not only, you know, own the company alongside of us, but also to help guide us and have a voice in the types of projects that we get involved in. So we just started it about 2.5 years ago, and it's been, you know, it's one of these things as an entrepreneur and as a kind of passionate entertainment fan ourselves, you know, this is something that we always felt like, oh man, this is how it should work. You know how the world is kind of the way it is, and there are a lot of times you think of it as like, okay, things are the way they are. But you know, Jeff and I, when we looked at it, we were really thinking, yeah, but how should it be? And, you know, when we look around at the entertainment world and, you know, we're big fans, but for the most part, a lot of the biggest studios are owned by Wall Street. And, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing. And it, you know, it's not like we're anti-Wall Street or anything like that. But if you think of what really powers the entertainment industry as a whole, it's fans and the audience and the viewers. And, you know, sure, we can buy shares of Disney, but we don't really have a voice in what Disney does. And so we saw a once in a lifetime opportunity to unite fans together into this, you know, amazing community that can co-own an entertainment company. And so we're using new securities laws that some people are maybe aware of. And for those that aren't, it's called the Jobs Act. And really what it's done is it's allowed this whole new component, a new level of crowdfunding. So instead of just getting a coffee mug or a t-shirt or something like that for backing a project, you're actually owning equity. You have real equity. It's like buying shares in Facebook back when it was, you know, just in the dormitory. And so in our case, we're using the crowdfunding purpose, but we're allowing this equity ownership. And our long-term goal, you know, what we want to do is we want to unite 1 million fans to take over Hollywood. And if you think about that, right now, the average investor, and we've had 3 record-breaking rounds of finance, we're in the middle of our 4th one right now, the average investor puts $500 in. So one thing we're really clear with everybody that gets involved is that we're a startup, and we have a mission, and we're, you know, our goal, like very large ambition for what we want to do. And if we're successful, it'll be amazing. If we're not successful, we'll probably go out of business. Like most startups fail. And so we want everyone to understand the risk. We don't want anyone putting their life savings, you know, into Legion M. But if everyone, the minimum investment for those who want to invest, and by the way, it's it's totally free to join. So anyone can join our movement, be a part of it, come to our events and, you know, go to our Sundance Lounge and all these things. But if you do decide to invest, the minimum investment is $100. And so our built into our logo is our long-term goal, which is 1 million. We want to unite 1 million fans. So if you look at our logo, it's an M with a bar over the M, which is a Roman numeral for 1 million. Today, the average investor puts about $500 in as an investment into Legion M. So if we're successful in uniting the million fans that we think are out there that want to do this with us, we'll have raised $500 million to invest in projects that have a million people emotionally and financially invested in them. And we think that could be one of the most influential media companies on the planet. And the type of media entertainment company that could literally, instead of just, you know, replicating an existing franchise like Star Wars or Marvel, we could bring new ones to the marketplace. So we're really excited about it.
So talking about like kind of the uniqueness of this, like you already have a track record of success. You guys have brought forward, you know, through your financial backing two, you know, really critically acclaimed movies and one movie that, I mean, probably blew the socks off of its, you know, budget to profit ratio. But like Colossal was really, really well received critically. And Mandy has like one of the best Rotten Tomatoes scores I've ever seen. And like, I genuinely, so I really liked Beyond the Black Rainbow, which is Panos Cosmatos's first movie. And so when Mandy was coming out, I like made a date with me and a couple friends to like rent it on Amazon and watch it because it wasn't available in a theater locally. And it blew my mind. It's like it's like a movie that's made for me because it's like a heavy metal, like weird, crazy ass movie. Like, you know.
Now, Mandy is like, you know, it's one of these things for us that when we came across Mandy and we were invited to get involved in that through Elijah Wood and his company Spectrovision. And it was like a dream come true. I mean, for us, a big part of what Legion M, what we want to represent is we want to back, like, we want to be able to back and give wildly original projects the platform that they deserve. And so, you know, it's not to say that Hollywood's not creative anymore, because it is. I mean, there's all kinds of creativity. But, you know, a film like Mandy isn't a typical, like, none of the studios would back that film. And it's completely exceeded everyone's expectations as far as its performance in theaters and in VOD and the fandom that's kind of, you know, revolving around it now. And, you know, like we like to say, I mean, we're with Legion M, like we backed that movie. Like we had the, you know, the guts to back Panos, but he made that movie, you know. So Legion M, like we can't make a bad movie good, but we can help make a good movie a hit. And I think, you know, like getting involved in Mandy and, you know, if you talk to the producers and even Panos, you know, they're really appreciative of the fact that, you know, when Legion M makes an investment in a film, we're not just putting our dollars, you know, behind the film. That's a big part of it. And that, of course, that's important. But what we do in addition to that is we're basically attaching to a certain degree of like a fan base. And if you look at what the industry revolves around, it's built-in audiences, right? So Star Wars and Marvel and all these properties have these massive built-in audiences so that they can, you know, reliably count on a certain amount of box office and support when those projects come to market.
It's one of those things. I used to work at like a milk production facility, and I always bought that brand of milk when I worked there, because it was, you know, job security. I was investing in myself. And if if you invested in Legion M and Mandy's coming out, why not pay $6 for the VOD? Because it just makes something you invested in more successful. Like it's a startlingly simple concept that I'm surprised hasn't happened already. What I'm kind of curious about is, you know, a few years ago, Snakes in a Plane was coming out, and there was all this hullabaloo to get Samuel L. Jackson to, you know, cuss on in the movie. So they changed it from PG-13 to R just so he could say, get these motherfucking snakes off the motherfucking plane thing, you know?
Motherfucking snakes. Yep. Yep.
But the movie itself, not great. Are there moments where you're afraid that, you know, maybe the people that are investing are going to make like crazy internet decisions, like Bodie McBoatface of movies kind of thing? Or is there, like some kind of
Bodie McBoatface? Oh my God. That's such a good example. Well, you know, we have a really strict policy at Legion M, and we're really clear about this, that, you know, great art isn't created by committee. And, you know, it's actually one of the things that we stand for is, you know, when we back a project and we back a visionary like Panos, you know, we want to be there to support him and to support his team, but we're not there to interfere or meddle with his creative process. And so one of the things we're really sensitive to is, yeah, and we're, you know, and we also let our Legion community know is that you're going to have a voice by getting involved in Legion M. You can, you know, you can help guide the company, but it doesn't mean we're going to give notes to the director, and that, you know, if the director wanted input from, you know, the community, they have access to the community and they'll be able to, and we do polls and things like that. We have this whole part of our platform called M-Pulse, and the M-Pulse platform is really designed for us to, you know, harness the collective intelligence of the community and the knowledge, but we don't necessarily put like creative decisions out that way. There are some other things that we do, and because we're trying to, Jeff and I are entrepreneurs and we like to sort of reinvent how things are done. And one of the things that we're really keen on is not only are we sort of reinventing what it means to be a shareholder, like for our shareholders, you know, it's one thing when you own stock in Apple, you might buy iPhones more often or whatever, things like that. But you're not like, it doesn't become really a change your life necessarily. In our case, we want people to get the financial ROI of being invested in the company. And we're going to, you know, be working hard to create a successful, viable company that has stock growth. But we also want them to get emotional ROI. And what I mean by that is, you know, being involved and being invested in Legion M is being a part of a community and part of a movement that's a force of good and change in an industry that we're all passionate about. Like, we're really careful. Like, we're, you know, the people we're recruiting to invest in Legion M aren't necessarily like Wall Street investors. I mean, it doesn't mean that they, like, we don't have Wall Street investors, but we're going to Comic-Con and we're going to Sundance and we're going to Fantastic Fest. That's where our people are. We want people that are hungry and passionate about the entertainment world. But we also think that there's an opportunity to open up the industry to more creators and to more, and to give access to people beyond the sort of insiders world that Hollywood has been kind of known for. And so we have actually several TV properties. We'll be making some announcements on this coming up, where we're inviting the community to actually contribute content. And so it'll be in a way like we're not only crowdfunding the company, but we're also crowdsourcing some of our television ideas and then allowing the community to help us sort through the submission so that we know that we have the very best content getting kind of percolating to the top to be reviewed by the producers and things like that. And so, you know, there is a, like, I would describe our community as, you know, it's equally people that are just passionate and viewers and go to the movies, but then there's also a great place and a great network for people that are creators themselves, you know, maybe have ideas of their own or want to be producing stuff. It's a great way to kind of network and get involved.
You know, it was interesting, you know, watching your YouTube channel today and like reading some of the articles that we got sent. You know, a lot of the big news that revolves around Legion M has to do with films, because films are definitely probably one of the most profitable things that you can be involved in. But, you're talking about doing TV. I saw that you've announced a comic, The Girl With No Name, and you've done like VR specific content. What is it about the other like forms of like pop culture medium that attracts you as a company?
Yeah, it's a great question. So, well, virtual reality and AR and that part of the, you know, we really see that as a, like, that's the future of entertainment. And we want to be well-versed in understanding, like, what's happening there so that, you know, we're not caught off guard and that we've got some bets placed there. We wouldn't bet the farm on that today. And actually, if you look at the project that we have done, it's actually a quite clever way to participate in that space without being subject to the limited marketplace. So one of the things that everything that we do is really kind of fan oriented, right? And because we're owned by fans, we, you know, our Icons project is our virtual reality project is all about capturing icons of our generation or that are living icons today in the absolute highest quality resolution in 3D. So we shot the pilot episode with Stan Lee in his home with Kevin Smith. This was about a year and a half ago. And we shot it at breathtaking resolution. I mean, it's twice the resolution of an IMAX screen. It's the resolution. We captured this intimate interview in Stan Lee's home at the resolution of what the human eye can perceive. And the idea is that virtual reality is something that we know is going to be, I mean, our kids will be living in a virtual reality world. Today, it's on its way and it's coming, but the marketplace isn't huge. But at some point in time, you know, the technology will get there, and we wanted to be able to transport people so that they could experience what Stan Lee is like and have the interview that will stand the test of time. I mean, this is the interview that, you know, literally when you put on goggles in the future, it'll look like you're sitting across from him and you're in the room with him and Kevin. And it was an amazing interview. And, you know, it's the type of thing that, like, we're not trying to monetize that today. It's really an investment in the future. So it's placing a bet there. The comic book is a great example. I mean, we have, you know, a lot of, you know, comic fans in our community, but it's also a film. So this is like a joint project where we're producing a film called Girl With No Name. We're starting with the comic book, and we'll be publishing the comic book early next year, and then we'll hopefully be starting production on the film around the same time. We're actually doing some casting stuff right now. It's a badass script. It's really well written. It's going to be an amazing comic book. We've got Tula Lote did the cover, which you've probably seen, which is so good. And Danny Strips is doing all the inside art. Dave Elliott is kind of helping put the whole thing together. It's written by Tanya Wexler. So it's really, you know, coming together nicely.
I find it interesting that as a fan-driven company, so far the things that you've embraced and that you're helping to get, you know, into production and releasing are all like kind of genre stuff. You've done, you know, Colossal is like, I mean, effectively a kaiju movie with a whole lot more plot than any kaiju movie should ever have.
Yeah.
You know, Mandy is just like this metalhead horror film, like fever dream thing. Girl With No Name is like that total, like, female badass / Western. Like, do you think because you're so fan driven, it tends to push you in that genre direction, you know, with comics and horror and metal and, you know, Westerns, and it can't be long before like some intricately plotted kung fu film happens, you know?
And sci-fi. Don't forget sci-fi.
Oh, yeah, sci-fi. I mean, sorry.
Colossal had a little bit of sci-fi. And actually, Mandy, believe it or not, was, you know, voted number one or best sci-fi movie of the year in some places. But yeah, so we're, you know, you're hitting the nail. I mean, for us, we take our guidance from our community, right? And in the early days, the community was still kind of forming. And so we had to make some decisions about what we thought, what we wanted to kind of define Legion M, like the kind of flagship first couple projects that will kind of signify to the world the types of projects we want to get involved in. But that's not to say that we're limited to those. And so one of the things that we do is we're constantly, you know, collecting information from our investors, including our new investors, because the community keeps growing, to understand what are they interested in. And so with our Mpulse platform, we actually will publish our development slate and like even things that we haven't made like public announcements about, but just ideas and things that we're looking at. And we let our community prioritize it. And so, you know, they don't necessarily make the final decisions on like, you know, because there's so many nuances to those decisions, but we do get direction from them. And so, you know, Mandy was a result of some of that. And it's also was the first film in what we're calling our Legion Midnight slate. And so, you know, it's literally, I don't think you could ever find a better first project to have in your midnight slate. I mean, our the hard part now is finding something to follow
to
up
that. Exactly.
To put in our midnight slate. But you know, it's interesting because we've also heard, you know, from our community that they love all these things, but they're also given us more freedom and latitude to invest in projects that aren't just kind of, you know, what we would describe as elevated genre, that we do have, you know, the freedom to look at things that might not traditionally be described as genre. And so it's been this really kind of neat evolving process to see, you know, how our community is coming together and what their input is. I mean, one thing that I'll just say hands down, because when we started the company, you know, a lot of times you've got the world is filled with skeptics and naysayers and, you know, people that don't want to believe in good ideas. And so, you know, a lot of people were telling us, oh, you know, you have no idea what you're getting into. A community of investors is going to be a nightmare for you to manage and they're never going to agree on anything. And, you know, it's not to say that there's not occasionally some, you know, some nuances to it, but by and large, the community has exceeded our expectations on every level. Their support, their enthusiasm, their, you know, willingness to like take chances with us. I mean, it's been a phenomenal experience. I mean, really, it's been like this mutually, Jeff and I are just completely energized by it. But it's also nice because our community is also really doing exactly what we had hoped they would do, which is having fun with this, you know, coming to Sundance and coming out to our premieres and, you know, getting together for meetups and going to see the film together as a group. I mean, this is one of the things that we do when our films come out. I mean, it's fun to go see the movie, but it's also fun to go see the movie with friends and with a community that you're a part of help kind of bring this movie to the theater. And so we do meetups that are organized by our community, and we have the technology that helps them do it. And we're, you know, one of the things that we're demonstrating that's really important for us to continue to demonstrate is the impact of our community. So, you know, what we're striving towards with Legion M is to grow our community to the point where every project would want us to invest. And we just have to choose which projects we want to invest in, because our impact on those projects is so important. We've already been able to demonstrate this with our past projects, and we're approaching $1 million in box office impact just from our community alone. And we keep doubling every year. So as we keep growing, I mean, pretty soon we could have a community that could, just by investing in it, we could, and doing like buying milk, like you say, you know, we go to the movies anyway. It's really fun to go, as long as we're doing a good job finding good movies and producing good content and people are continuing to want to like support the company. it becomes this like really rewarding cycle where we can not only, you know, produce content and make investments in it, but then also, you know, maximize our return on that investment because we know a certain number of people. We have our built-in audience the way Marvel and Star Wars do. We're just not limited to that franchise. We have the capacity to bring the next Star Wars to the market or introduce the next, you know, great franchise.
What would you say you look forward to the most with the future of Legion M?
Well, I'm really excited. I mean, for us, it's all about, you know, our next projects and kind of watching them come to life. But, you know, to be really honest with you, I'm excited to watch Legion M continue to grow because I believe that as we will get to a point that we will literally be unstoppable, that we will, you know, our impact will be large enough. I mean, we've done the math to try to, you know, if we're a third of the way toward our long-term goal of 1 million investors, and we're able to maintain the kind of engagement that we have today, we will just with our community alone and their friends and family that they bring to go see the film, we'll be able to drive, you know, $15 to $20 million in box office behind every project we invest in.
I mean, imagine
how much fun that's going to be.
Yeah.
How fun will that be? I mean, and we can, you know, we can make risky bets because we know, and we can, you know, back a project. I mean, Mandy didn't even do 15, not anywhere near 15 million in box office, but it could have, and it would have, you know, if it had that kind of impact. I mean, like the impact we had on Mandy was significant, and it was neat to see. And like, we've gotten amazing feedback from Panos and the producers, but it's our impact is like, we're just in the first inning.
That's pretty amazing to think about, man. How can people find out more about Legion M, get hooked up on this fourth round of investing so that they can be a part of the next Mandy or Colossal or Girl with No Name?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, they can check us out at legionm.com and they can, you know, they can read all about our projects and all about our plan and our strategy. We actually did a presentation to all of our investors recently called Method to the Madness, where we took everyone through kind of the logic and what our approach is and what our kind of long-term aspirations are. There is a round open right now, so if they want to invest, so far it's the fastest round that we've ever had. In 2 weeks, we've raised almost $1 million. But even if the round isn't open when they're listening to this podcast or hear about it, they can sign up for free and come along and get to know us. And then, you know, our goal, as I mentioned before, is to continue to unite investors and to build and grow the company. So we expect to be raising capital for, you know, many years. As we get to, you know, we grow toward our 1 million shareholder community. The only difference will be hopefully that, you know, in subsequent rounds as we grow and we build value in the company, the share price will hopefully continue to go up. But one thing just to point out, and I know I said this earlier, you know, statistically most startups fail. And so one thing we go out of our way to make sure everyone understands that we would rather have everyone put $100 in than to invest more than they can, you know, afford to lose. We're very optimistic and confident, but we just know, you know, Jeff and I are entrepreneurs. We know how hard it is. We know statistically that, you know, only one in 10 startups are successful. The other 9 go out of business. And so, you know, while things are, you know, like we're really excited about it, we also just, you know, want people to understand that this is not like investing in the NASDAQ or, you know, in Apple. Like, I mean, Apple might fluctuate, their stock price might fluctuate up and down, but, you know, at least as far as I know, they're not at risk of going out of business. So it's just something to keep in mind.
It's nice to know that you guys aren't like the Amway of like pop culture, like investment.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are honest, you're upfront, and like I said, you guys have been putting out things that I'm interested in. Like I have the one sheet from Colossal hanging up in my comic book room. Like, man, Mandy is probably going to be my favorite movie of the year. So you have a fan in me.
Well,
And I know that Juan has, you know, my co-host has invested in Legion M in this round. So, I mean, you guys are pushing the right buttons. That's for sure.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate that, Gabe. And we really appreciate, you know, all your support and having us on the show. I mean, this is how we get the message out and how we grow.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on, man, explaining kind of the basics, and hopefully this is the kind of thing that our fans get interested in too. Paul, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate your time. And yeah, if you ever have a big announcement you want to make, you're more than welcome to come on the show, man.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate that. Well, and you should know, and I'll make sure Rob follows up with you. We have a special place in the Legion for reviewers and podcasters and critics and people that are kind of in the world of press and media. We call it the Hive, and Rob's in charge of it, but it is how we, you know, being a part of it means that you have sort of early access to information, and when possible, if we're setting up interviews for, you know, the talent, we would go to our Legion, you know, people first. I mean, it's one of the things that just in general, anytime we do anything, like even if we're buying t-shirts, you know, to stock in our storefront, before we go anywhere, we go to our, you know, 50,000 people in the community and say, does anyone do this? And do you want to, you know, be our supplier? And so we do the same thing on press. And we have actually some amazing people that are involved in part of the Hive. We'd love for you to be a part of that.
So. Oh, we would love to be a part of that. My favorite thing in the world is interviewing people. So, yeah, it's amazing. So thank you so much. And
awesome.
Man, we'll be working together soon, I think.
All right, that sounds great. Thank you for having us on, and happy holidays.
You too, man.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.